January 23rd, the Shins' new album, Wincing the Night Away, hits the stores. And it's worth the wait for those turned on to the band's previous two albums, O Inverted World and Shoots Too Narrow, from their inclusion in the film Garden State. We'll start off with a live version of Phantom Limb from the new album.
This life, some 15 odd years, is widely known to expand in the teacher's lab. We'll not take it back. Oh, now I see how, after all the crap, she rightly came to that. Frozen winter colors, the white girls of the north. The fire past 1-5-1. They are the fabled land of Sunday ham, the HS North. And they can float above the grass in circles as they try. Late in power, I know the heart. Some hope alive that a girl like I could ever try, could ever try. So we can skirt the hallway sides, a phantom and a fly. Follow the lines and wonder why there's no connection. Cheap shots from the child. We often mark his porch again for another afternoon. The goat head tunes and Guildford boom. We wander through her mama's house, the milk from the window lights, family portrait circa 95. This is a foreign land, a sprayed on towns, and it all feels fine. It's a good slime. So we tap our Sunday heads to zombie walk in our stead. This town's hardly worth the time. No connection.
Phantom Limb. The Shins are playing live today in the World Cafe, and that's one from Wincing the Night Away, the new album, which the melodies are still as difficult as ever to negotiate. I mean, nobody writes you easy intervals there, James, at all. So.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, why do I do that to myself? I wonder sometimes.
Sounds great. This album is, I've been trying to figure out how to describe it to people. It rocks a little harder. It's just like the song, it's just a better album, and I don't know if what that has
all
to
right.
do with the amount of time you spent or
thanks, buddy.
Or what it is, but were you trying different
things? I don't know, I agree.
The amount of love in our hearts has increased.
I agree, though, that thank you so much for saying that. You know, the album leaked basically onto the internet, and a few of our fans are, I think, a little bit, I don't know what, maybe confused by it. It is something new. I mean, it's different. I think we all certainly agree that it's better. We're very proud of it.
Very hard on it.
It definitely has. You're stretching in all kinds of different directions, and obviously people may have discovered you for one kind of a sound, and. That's in there, but you've really
got that Garden State sound.
Yeah.
You know, I think what it is, it's just that this record, you know, for somebody who's a Shins fan and who loves our other two records, it's just something they need to listen to a couple times. And I think a lot of those people who quickly blogged their opinions, you know, they just sort of listened to it one time and then immediately ran to the computer or something. I mean, I think it is something that grows on you.
We are living in a micro age when things happen in microseconds. And
exactly.
Everyone's true. A genius. Everyone's a genius.
Well, moving on, what's next? Bye. What do you want
all
to
right,
do?
So we will do...
Onion.
You guys want to do Know Your Onion, huh?
Twice when your restless body caves to its whims and suddenly struggles to take flight.
Shins playing live on the World Cafe, and Know Your Onion going back to Inverted World as we're getting a set of music, some from Wincing, the new album, and going back as well. And now this album will be your kind of contract fulfiller for Sub Pop, and I you've been fielding some questions about whether you're going to stay with them. Is it a question not so much of Sub Pop as of being totally independent?
You know, that's a concern. Sub Pop has given us the luxury of you know, making a lot of decisions for ourselves and creative freedom and all those things. So, I mean, we wouldn't go backward from there. We would, you know, we're always going to want that. Things are changing so quickly right now in the industry. You know, that it's difficult to tell what we're going to do. I mean, we certainly don't know at this point, but there's a lot of exciting stuff happening.
We'd like to be our own bosses. Would be nice, actually.
I'm with you on that. Now, you mentioned Garden State, and I just wanted to kind of get inside the band a little bit about the effect that had on you and how, as you were going around playing shows, that was noticeable. Was it like readily apparent?
It was, you know, in your private life, you don't notice any of this stuff happening at all. It's funny because Garden State came out, and I think we were sort of in between things. We were actually trying to wind down the whole touring process because it had been a year and a half about of touring for Chutes to Narrow, which means, you know, it's time to do your third record, which we were, you know, itching to do anyway. We had songs in the works, and suddenly we started getting these mammoth offers. I mean, for us, they were just much bigger than we'd ever had from most of the colleges across the country, you know, just want us to come out and play shows. And it was just sort of an opportunity we realized to, you know, shake hands with all these new Shins fans, I guess. I mean, and the other thing was that our first record started selling like crazy.
right.
You know? So it was sort of like the first record was released again, hence the 3 years, basically, since
we've got a good excuse.
Chutes to Narrow came out.
We have a good excuse for taking so long.
Anyway, you want to go? We're kind of three songs, and it looks like we're doing one from each album. You want to do one from Chutes to Narrow?
Yeah, we will. We'll do Gone for Good here.
To the lonesome girl, you must atone some. Leave me a phone number there. Light it down. Stand on honest ground, on honest ground. You wanna fight for this love, but honey, you cannot wrestle the dove. So baby, it's clear. You wanna jump and dance, but you sat on your hands and missed your only chance. Go back to your hometown. Put your feet on the ground and stop floating around. I found a fatal flaw in the logic of love and went out of my head. Your love is a sinking stone that'll never reload. So get used to the lonesome girl, you must atone some. Leave me no phone number there.
Gone for Good as the Shins finish up a brief set, giving us a little taste of the new album coming January 23rd. Thanks to them for joining us. Going to get to music that may well sound to you like a Beth Orton album, but it's from a new Burt Jansch album. We'll get to that when we get back here to the World Cafe.